You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Been outside, love it, man. It's bear weather.
Oh, Ben got his first bear weather. I don't know why I thought it was a thing. I made it a whole thing. I still think it was breaking news. I don't care. Thanks to everybody.
Aren't they playing Cleveland?
But it's bear weather.
The weather's the same.
Some would argue it's worse in Cleveland.
Correct.
Some.
That's where the real lake effect snow happens.
That's it, man. It. We're on the correct side of the lake here.
It's Chicago, as Grady Jarrett
would say. Does it get as cold in Cleveland?
I don't know.
I feel like it definitely snows more in Cleveland. I can tell you that off the rip.
But usually, then, that means it's warmer, because to snow, like the really nice flakes and stuff, it's got to be in like the upper 20s.
I haven't heard anyone say they're going on vacation in Cleveland.
Do you like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Don't you love the joke? You know, it just hangs out with the Bulls now. Yeah. I love this.
Maybe you should hang. Never mind.
Maybe you should play.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no. You know what, Joakim? Open up your mouth a little more often and talk about some stuff and feel free to give your opinions on other things. These are the voices of Carmen Vitale and Lawrence Holmes. Thanks to everybody who joined us for this show. Thanks to our guests, Anthony Lima, Adam Hogue, Kevin Fishbane. Happy to have them on. Thanks to Nashawn Wright, who spent time with us before practice. That was a great interview.
That was pretty awesome.
Love talking to him, as I think everybody tends to do. Thanks to Grant Leader, Ray Diaz on the ones and twos and EPing as well. Thanks to Brandon Fryer. And thanks, of course, to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And also Mark Grody and Marshall Harris for, you know, a lovely week.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
It's been great.
You're welcome.
It has been great.
It's just like the voice of God, Grody. Right
yes,
now.
I am a detached voice.
He's speaking, like Oz.
Speaking of all that cold.
I was about to call him that.
Did you,
we Carmen, hang out too much.
Did you hear Grady Jarrett? I know I played it for you, Lawrence, yesterday. Did you hear Grady Jarrett yesterday talking about the cold? Because I know, Carmy V, you are a lifelong Chicagoan. Did you hear him talking about
No, I didn't.
Let's see if we could get that piece of sound up if we could
hear Chicago, it. Man. It's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So
it's going to be colder than usual, though.
What are we supposed to do? I don't got a magic action for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
You've adapted quickly, haven't you?
I ain't got a choice. I ain't got a choice, man.
That's a no.
I'm really trying.
I mean, that's a man, though, that's been around the block, right? He's just like, what do you want me to do about it?
I hate that's his Chicago experience, though.
No, I don't don't hate it because I like a realistic and pragmatic experience and approach to said experience. This, and I bring it forward to Carmi, who just, what, last week was telling me, I love it. I love the cold. Like, bring me all of it.
I mean, so work and school and everything has taken me to, like, the hottest parts of the country, right? I went to Arizona State for undergrad. I moved to Los Angeles right after that, moved to Tampa after that, moved back to LA. Like, I've lived in all of, like, the hot places. And what I've learned of, like, people that have grown up in those environments, and I don't think this is true of you, Layla, but the there's an inherent, like, willing to deal with BS from people that grow up in the North, because they're just like, we, from a very early age, you learn, like, there's stuff that's out of your control that you're going to have to deal with and prepare for regardless. And I mean, a part of that was probably me going to Arizona State, but, like, I didn't feel people understood that. Like, it builds character.
It was you going to Arizona State. Not, but you also lived in Florida, where Florida is a different...
Florida's another animal. That's another planet.
I will say this. I have very much taken on the Midwest FOMO of, if it's nice outside, get outside. Yes. You are going to be mad at yourself if you're not outside. Wow. You will feel like you have wasted the day. Like, I didn't understand all of that until I realized how few of them you get relative to the other days of the year. And I was like, oh my God.
I've gone for walks the last two nights.
That's it. I'm like, I have to be outside or else I'm disappointing everyone.
My Southerner fiance is like, he's totally converted at this point, because he's just like, what's the temperature outside? Oh, it's 30? All right, I don't need a jacket. Like,
oh, I'm in the same boat as that. I think you brought us all of this, by the way, because I just was reading that they're expecting as much, if not more, snow than in 1978, I believe.
Yeah, this is my fault.
The most snow on record.
This is my fault for moving back.
I think you manifested it, is what I'm saying.
We've gotten more snow in the last 2 weeks than we had all last year.
I was going to say, I'm aware of that. Yes.
I will tell people, everybody's like, especially in Texas, they're like, what's it like living in Chicago? And I'm like, it's not that bad. I was like, the winters have been pretty decent. I've somehow managed to be out of town on the major snowfalls over the last 10 years. I missed the 20-inch snowfalls. I don't know what luckiness I had, but it's all gone. It's all gone.
It's because Dave and I moved to Chicago. No, as soon as we moved, I was like, Dave, I know that the winters haven't been that bad, because that's what everybody told him too. And I'm like, I'm sorry, hilarious. Honey, that's not going to happen. It's going to be the worst winter Chicago's experienced in a very long time. Mark my words.
I'm sure Robert was like, Dave, it's not that bad. I promise you, you're going to have a great time when you get here. And then... Yeah.
And Phil was right. Was that Phil Thompson in the background saying it was going to be colder than normal? Phil asked great questions in these press conferences, but Phil was correct. Like, we didn't get a fall. So Grady Jarrett did not experience, like, we normally don't have this at this time, Marshall.
Did we have a fall? I feel like we had a
there
fall.
Was, there was, it was, a pretty there was one week of fall. Yeah.
And the problem was winter this year went into, if you recall, July. Like, we had a cold June. I was in a whole ass, like, puffer in Memorial Day weekend. I was in a puffer on Memorial Day.
That's what I'm worried about when it comes to, again, my fiance grew up in New Orleans and actually born in Florida, so never experienced any of this. But, like, not like right now with the holidays, it's all nice. You know, you get the snow, it's pretty, it's right. Whatever. By the time you get to, like, February and March and it's not warm yet, I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to, like, we're going to have to, like, I have like happy lamps in the house.
Oh, good.
So that's important. Yeah.
Might just have to get on a plane.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's part of the reason that I am often gone in the winter, is because you need sunlight.
I got him on a vitamin D regimen.
We had some earlier today.
I take it now because of this. For like 20 minutes. I didn't have a deficiency until I moved here. But I don't know about you guys, but when I was wearing a jacket in June, I was like, this is stupid. Like, putting this jacket on there, just like, rumped outside.
Hey, the summer got kind of nasty too, and I know we're not supposed to complain about the summer, those of us who are natives, but not too many 90 degree days there towards the end.
And this is where my whole thing comes from, where I enjoy the cold. I would take the cold over any sort of heat any day of the week.
I think I'm with you, Carmi V. I've gotten to that point.
I've experienced dry heat in Arizona. I've experienced hot and humid in Tampa. There is only so much you can take off, guys.
That's true.
The heat doesn't prevent you from driving like snow does.
The heat can prevent you from driving.
It can melt your...
I'm not driving F1 in Vegas here. It's not like I'm picking up a manhole cover.
114 in direct sunlight on I-10. is not fun.
It's not.
I don't think people are supposed to live there. But in Texas, when it's 110, you drive.
The Colorado River drying up would tell you that is exactly the point. No one, just, not that many people are supposed to live
now
there,
thinking
for sure.
About the privatization of said river. And
Yeah, that too. You'd be surprised at which country is buying up the water a lot.
I would not be surprised.
And I will leave it at that.
I just like being cozy. Cozy is my favorite. So you can't be cozy when it's 110 degrees out.
All right, let's go around the room. Gertie, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Perfect conditions or perfect city. Like, let's go. What do you need to be your optimal self?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll make it really simple. Jacket weather. Just a light jacket that you need to put on.
Miss Congeniality. So like what's your ideal date?
And the ideal date?
Grody's up there like, I think April 28th. All you need is a light jacket.
That's it.
That's
a light,
hilarious.
Like, if I need to put on a light jacket, that's a perfect day for me in Chicago. So fall, I suppose, or spring, I suppose, would be my favorite.
I've moved to fall. I used to always talk about how, like, I wanted to show Chicago off in the spring. But I'm with you, Groats.
No, I want to show Chicago off in fall.
In fall. I want to show the city off, like, yes. Early fall.
The crispness
summer,
of the leaves changing.
There
and, like,
it
you're
is.
Crunching on the sidewalk. And it's all those really crisp, like, 55-degree nights where it just, like, and the air smells like bonfires. And it's just,
here's the thing. There's only, and I do call it jacket, like, there's 20 jacket weather days a year in Chicago? It's a very small season. No, seriously.
Like,
it's a very limited season.
I see your light jacket and raise you a hoodie. If it's hoodie season, I'm good.
Hoodie and short season.
Yeah.
That is what you need.
Hoodie and shorts.
Okay, so weather draft, light them up.
Yeah,
so
your turn.
Carmen, you're fall?
I'm fall.
What temp? Like Lauren suggested.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
50.
50?
I like 50.
50.
See, so Leisure and I have talked about this a lot because he's a runner. And when I used to run, he'll run because he's New Orleans. He went to Tulane. So he would run outside and he doesn't care how hot it is.
I don't know how you do that.
I want 45 and sunny if I'm going to run.
Okay.
But in life.
Yeah.
60 and sunny is about where I can live at.
No problem with that.
I want to be in this outfit that I'm currently in, which is just a jumpsuit and a little like vest. and like just walk outside. Like, this is what I want to have to wear outside, and then that's it.
So perfect for like this time of year in Arizona. Right?
Yes. So that is the one thing about Arizona that I feel like does not get enough credit. The winters in Arizona are phenomenal.
Spectacular.
They are, like, talk about a crisp night. All those nights are like
70 degrees during the day, 55 at night.
Yeah, 55 nice. At night. Weather. Especially you get out like in the desert and like the stars and like it's just like the air Ooh. Is so like crisp and cool. It's yeah. But the summers are.
All right, Texas, what you got?
Yeah. 85.
No!
85 is perfect. 85.
And humid.
Guys, I make a lot of references to how I absorb weather like a lizard. So, like, in this weather, I just sit at home like this, completely, completely still. I'm like the lizard falling out of the tree in Florida. I'm an iguana, okay? And so, consequently, 85 is where
I
feel.
What do you keep your house at?
I don't do the crazy. I keep my house at 68 because okay.
Right on. Like,
okay. I can't do that. And here it's I need to.
Here you're warmer. But
yeah,
at home,
I have to be. Also, I just wear jackets and shirts, which is what this Flag and Anthem jacket is functioning it's as.
Shout out to Flag and Anthem.
It's very cozy. But yeah, for me it's 85 because just like me being a lizard falling out of a tree at 45 degrees or lower, which is also me, I just sit there still because I don't like moving. I like to be a lizard on a rock, just like sticking my chin up in the air, sunning myself with that nice little baking filling. So that happens at 85.
All right, Bama, what we doing here?
Well, I already told you hoodie season, but as far as temperature goes, like, give me the range, I guess, of anywhere between 50 and 65, and I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Like, here's my thing. I walk everywhere, so if I can take a 2-mile walk, and I'm trying to get somewhere in a hurry, and I'm not sweating, I'm good.
Yes.
I think you nailed it. That's why I'm saying, like, showing Chicago off in the fall. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a perfect, like, oh, well, let's jump on the Brown Line. Let's go walk around. Let's
do all
of that.
Not to mention, like, this is such a good sports city, arguably the best sports city. And, like, what is the best season for sports? It's fall, in my opinion.
When everything kind of cross-pollinates.
Yes, everything, yes, exactly. Like, you just, April and October, or just, like, I just think October especially, because you've got everything at that point. Like, the NBA is starting to gear up. The NHL is starting to gear up. You're full on in NFL, college football. Maybe October baseball.
Cubs and Sox have been eliminated.
That was a pretty easy transition for the score this year. Cubs playoff baseball went right into Calebmania.
It was also during the bye week.
Yes.
That was
an early bye week, too. Yeah.
It was a ridiculously early bye week. I hate the week 5 bye week.
That
I think it's stupid.
Do you guys think that the Bears will do us the honor of Bears delaying us just having that weird season where we're just talking about the Bulls and the Blackhawks?
Well, Grody, it's funny that you mentioned that because I said to Speaks yesterday, I was like, I have already not booked a postseason trip.
Mm.
Okay? Oh. I haven't done that yet.
I love that.
Okay. Ordinarily, I have booked something. And so I was looking today, and I was like, well, wait a minute. If I wanted to do something over the King holiday, that could theoretically be the Bears' first or second playoff game and Cubs convention.
Oh, yeah.
Cubs convention.
Exactly.
I have
a surprise.
So, I mean, like, we might, if the Bears are good, we might get ourselves to, you know, pitchers and catchers without it being a real stretch. And Marshall have thoughts on the Bulls winning 45 games because they're going to make a run.
Got to be healthy to make a run. They haven't been healthy yet.
And good.
When in doubt, we can be like, hey, let's check in on New Orleans.
All I know is I saw a video of Derrick Queen yesterday beating a team 1-on-5, taking the rebound and going all the way to the basket and being like, oh.
Are 30-point triple-doubles good for rookies?
I think they are, Marshall. Oh, okay. I think they are.
This is not a topic for now. But
where's the Bulls rookie at?
Bulls.
Oh, God. Okay, so this
He's
isn't
hurt,
a topic
right?
for
you
now.
Know how
but
I
like,
feel about that.
I know.
What happens to this regime right before the draft where they just buck consensus and even go back on people they liked? Because this, you know, Derrick Queen is not the first time that's happened. Like, Patrick Williams ended up being like a very late decision where they decided to make that happen.
Zigging rather zag.
I think that if we're talking like of a big picture NBA and draft profile stuff, I still think there are a lot of people that will live in the space of potential versus production. Mm. And that you look at the production of a college player and you're like, well, he's in college. That means he's not good. He's not playing international ball. And that does seem to be a bias that this particular front office has. They would rather see you play international ball and have some skills that they can identify instead of, you know who's good, who people said was good from the moment he walked on campus at Maryland. Derek Queen's really good.
But as we understand, they liked him too. Like, they were pretty positive about him as well.
Not positive enough, hey, because there shouldn't have been anything that made you take that guy over that guy.
Lawrence, once football season's over, we are going to run back that Mullion Hall interview with Mark Eversley talking about how he discovered Noah Essengood, when he knew Noah Essengood was going to be the guy.
Oh, you mean when he had enough energy like that of a teenager to function?
And what were the text messages I was giving you guys from Summer League?
Yeah.
Light in the ass. Getting knocked over all the time.
Basically the physical opposite of Bruce Bowen.
Correct.
I might have dropped the ball last night, guys. I didn't think I did, but I was at a restaurant last night in the West Loop, and the table that we were sitting at right behind me was Arturis Karnišovas.
He didn't even speak to the man.
And
you should have said, what's up? He's a really nice guy.
I know he is. And if I felt like I had the appropriate angle on him, I probably would have. But I told my buddy, I go, don't turn around. I said, but Arturis Karnišovas is sitting one table away. He's about to get up. He gets up, walks out, kind of walks by our table. I just didn't feel the opening, so I didn't. But the most hilarious part about it is my buddy goes, dude, why didn't you say something to him? Why didn't you ask him about Antetokounmpo and getting him here?
No, that's not what you're doing.
Exactly.
You're not doing that. But you can be like, hey, remember that time that we talked?
Yeah.
Like that's something that you could do.
You don't
feel bad, but you didn't drop the ball. You could have said hello. It's totally fine.
I could have. I didn't feel the moment. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I get it, Grody. Yeah, I get it. I'm very hesitant to ever go up to anybody like because I don't want to be interrupted. So why would you want to be interrupted?
Just let the guy enjoy his night and walk out of there. And he is a very nice guy.
I love all of our people that are checking in from different locations because obviously you can listen on the Odyssey app or watch us on YouTube or Twitch from anywhere. 68 in Gilbert right now. That's Crisp. Great. I love this text. Lawrence, you're speaking Denver's language. Denver. Denver's got pretty damn perfect weather.
But occasionally they have like
the crazy severe stuff.
Yeah, they have the stretch of over 100 degrees in July where it is sweltering.
Yes. We were in Denver this summer when we were moving back from LA. We drove across the country and Dave's brother lives in Denver. So we stopped there and it was during their heat wave. And like they don't have the infrastructure to deal with like every restaurant we went to like didn't have air conditioning or at least air conditioning that could contend with like 98 degrees
and they didn't have the mittens on the handles.
Food poisoning waiting to happen. It's weird how magnified because of the elevation that heat becomes.
The like you can get sunburned so much faster because of how much higher up you are. Like you don't realize any of that until like you're out in it. And that was my first time being in Denver when it was that hot. But I do appreciate that even when it snows, it's still sunny usually.
Well, so that's how that came up this week, Carmen.
300 days of sun.
We were talking about Green Bay and their game in Denver. And we were like, yeah, I wonder what the weather's going to be. 55.
Yeah.
Sunny.
But then it does have like weird severe swings that will upset you. Like it's the heat wave or it's the snow in April.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of it.
Yeah. And especially if you're at elevation, like I have friends that live at, I think their house is at 9,000 feet.
Good Lord.
And in outside of Denver, and they got snow, I want to say September was their first snow. So of this season, so like they were, but like again, they're at 9,000 feet of elevation. Like they're even higher than Denver.
I mean, the weather pattern this year has been bizarre. Like the Route 51 in AZ, everything's green right now, which is weird.
That is weird.
Which is real because they've gotten so much rain. Like it's been a nightmare. But anyway, we're keeping you guys. You guys have stuff to do.
You guys have stuff.
Fun weekends ahead of yourselves. Here's what we've got planned. As people have heard, Carmen Vitale is in for Spiegs. Spiegs has got the day off. He is enjoying himself. Here's what we have planned. Dan Wiederer is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. And I was like, I couldn't figure out. I should have asked you pre-show, like, if you've ever done a meeting with Olin or you've ever done a show with Olin.
So I have been at O-Line Masterminds Perfect. With Olin. I don't know that he'll remember me, but
we can talk about it.
I was in like the seminar, like when, you know, he got up and spoke a couple of times and I was there listening.
Great. Ask him about it. And I figured out last night, I was like, oh, the Bobby Slater connection.
Yes, right? That's right. He's close with Bobby. That's my dude.
All right. So we've got that on the show.
Bucks trainer.
Carmen and I are very simpatico on something. Very particular. It's going to make some people
angry.
A
decades long fight.
But I think most of the people are going to be on our side.
I think so, too.
But there's something that is being said around college football where you're like, really? Really? So we're going to discuss that. But when we come back, Carmen brought this up, so we are going to discuss it. No one is safe in the NFC, and that means you, Bears. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Great show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.